It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We examine efforts to address teaching shortages here in Wisconsin. UW Green Bay stepping up, partnering with public schools to train up paraprofessionals who hold a bachelor's degree. Call in with questions, what's on your mind at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tim Kaufman is an associate professor and chair of the education department at UW Green Bay. Tim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Well, talk about the program, the problem that you see. How are teacher shortages affecting Green Bay?
Well, I'll talk a little bit about the program, but teacher shortage is actually a pretty complex issue. And we are just one small segment here addressing that issue. We recently launched a partnership with Green Bay Public Schools, funded by a Department of Workforce Development grant, identifying 16 post-bachelor paraprofessionals within the district. And then over the course of 2 years delivering instruction and working to get them to certification.
How many openings might be in the Green Bay schools now for teachers?
So I don't know that information directly, but mm-hmm. I do know that most districts are looking, actively looking because of shortages and retirements and that sort of thing. But I can't quote you that exact number. So.
And these paraprofessionals who hold bachelor's degrees, what types of positions are they holding, jobs that they're doing right now in the schools?
Well, it really varies. Some are working directly with students, other are doing more curriculum work, and they come from a variety of schools throughout the district. So it's a great group, and we're really proud of their work. So.
And you mentioned this Fast Forward grant from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. What does the grant enable you to do?
Well, the grant actually funds this entire project for students, so it doesn't cost them anything. And as you know, too, that these grants are aimed at within organizations working to increase positions with salary, make people more permanent in positions, so indirectly addressing retention and also addressing marginal populations, teacher diversity, et cetera.
Do you see this type of program for the long haul beyond this grant? I mean, is there funding to do this on a long-term basis because the teacher shortage isn't going away?
No, I think that, in my opinion, teacher preparation will change into the future. And I think that universities will, by necessity, have to work much more closely with PK-12 institutions. Just as an aside, that's something that here at University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, we very much pride ourselves on in our partnerships and connections. And we actually modeled this delivery program after something, a program that we've been delivering for over a decade successfully in the Plymouth School District. So we've had a successful model and we're looking to expand in those areas.
What constitutes success? What has Plymouth seen in its district?
Well, they have committed to, over the years to preparing their teachers with degrees. And I think one of the issues in the teacher shortage, I think we kind of automatically view the issue as producing more teachers, which is only one facet of that issue. The
Tim Kaufman, you're breaking up.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Can you just repeat that? We focus on producing teachers. Where should our focus be?
Yeah, I think in education, we oftentimes just react to issues.
Uh-huh.
And so the focus should also be, or maybe more importantly, on teacher retention, which is as much an issue as preparing teachers, preparing new teachers, is keeping teachers in the districts and in the schools. I think the answer to that is exactly what Green Bay is doing, and that is really a grow your own, focusing on their current employees and working to advance them in the system.
And showing perhaps that there is a pathway for them to grow as a professional in the work that they do, to develop and see a path forward in their career.
Without a doubt. I think you'll see more and more of these sorts of programs, and even in the way we prepare teachers with really, it's kind of a cliche, but the idea of grow your own, we're focusing on folks within your district.
Tim Kaufman chairs UW-Green Bay's Education Department as we discuss how to boost the teacher pipeline, retain teachers for the future. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 for conversation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. UW-Green Bay is creating this path for hourly paraprofessionals to become classroom teachers. We explore the partnership with Green Bay Public Schools and this first cohort. Bring your questions and insights to the conversation any point. Call 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tim Kaufman chairs the Department of Education at UW-Green Bay. Tim, how is this first cohort going? How are they doing and progressing?
They're doing an excellent job. We're very impressed with the group. They were actually chosen out of a larger group, so the screeners within the district did an excellent job. It's exciting to work with them, and they will all be excellent teachers into the future. So,
and they take these courses at night at school. How is it delivered?
we pride ourselves on delivering this in a non-traditional manner. So most of the early work is face-to-face, but we also use a hybrid model. So there's some face-to-face and some online, both synchronous and asynchronous. And this allows, working professionals or parents to really, continue to work as they work toward getting their licensure.
Let's bring on a call now. Joe joining us from Hillsboro. Joe, hi, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to commend your guest on exploring the possibilities, but I think what's not being discussed is, I believe, and I'm married to a current teacher, I believe that the part of the problem with the teacher shortage is policy issues. And if you go back and look at the QEO and the dissolution of the unions by Governor Walker, every teacher in Wisconsin knew that this was coming. And they have not done anything to resolve it. Teachers do not have a voice in their school districts. And the younger teachers, they're coming into very small districts. They're staying for 2 years to build up a little bit of experience, and then they're moving off to where they can make more money. It's a policy issue. If we change the policies, teachers will flock to the schools, and things will change.
Joe, thank you. Tim, what do you hear there?
So I certainly agree with what Joe says, but I will go back to the idea that there really isn't a simple solution or one solution to the issue. It's multifaceted. Joe makes some great points that most certainly impact teachers, but that is one part of the entire issue. It has to do with compensation, teacher autonomy, what teachers are asked to do, and probably quite a bit longer than we have time to go into. But again, I agree with Joe in his points.
You have made the point too that this new program will raise a graduate's annual salary by an average of around $20,000. It could even be higher than that. Is the rise in pay for paraprofessionals enough to significantly bolster teacher numbers?
Well, I think most certainly that's an issue, but research says that pay isn't the top issue, in teacher retention and so on. Job satisfaction, teacher autonomy, some of those issues are even above teacher pay, but compensation is most certainly involved in retention, and as you know, compensation has been declining over the last 10 years. So that's something, in my opinion, that needs to be addressed and fixed.
One other thing to touch on before you go, teaching workforce continues to be overwhelmingly white and female. Is diversity an area where local programs like yours can help?
Without a doubt, we need to continually address that and really look at why that is happening and try to address those issues.
Tim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tim Kaufman is an associate professor, chairs the Department of Education at UW Green Bay. There's more conversation ahead about efforts to address teacher shortages in Wisconsin. Join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As Wisconsin districts grapple with the shortage of classroom teachers, we focus on a program at Concordia University, Wisconsin, which aims to boost the number of educators in private schools. Be part of the conversation about the shortage. Call in with questions, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jim Pingle is School of Education Dean and an education professor at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Jim, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Well, take us inside this program with School Choice Wisconsin on this year and a half program journey here.
Well, yes, we're really excited about it. And you know the saying, necessity is the mother of innovation. We have, like everybody else, have been watching this really crisis in terms of a teacher shortage and a pipeline that doesn't have enough people wanting to become teachers. And so that's been a national story for many years. But our team has really been focused on what else can we do to help with this situation. Of course, people that want to become teachers, they get licensed, they go through approved programs in universities so they can get their teaching license. But we have many, many private schools, parochial schools, that have people on their staff that have bachelor's degrees, but maybe they never went through a teacher preparation program, or their administrators see promise in them and want to give them extra tools and skills and really enhance their dispositions. And so my team came up with the Concordia Teaching and Learning Academy, where you can earn a teacher development certificate. And it really focuses on the essentials of pedagogy and teacher training. And what we really like about it is maybe you've heard of the earn while you learn. I mean, a lot of professionals or a lot of people don't have the ability to not work and go to a teacher prep program,
full-time.
Or they're already hired by the school, but they just don't have time for the extra training. So what we really like about our Teaching and Learning Academy is you can, it's kind of applied learning. So you're already in a classroom, you're already teaching, but now we have some educational experts and instructors and mentors that come alongside that teacher and help train them so that they might develop more skills or, you know, have more tools to put in the toolbox, their dispositions and habits are enhanced so that they can not only become better teachers, more confident teachers, but also help the administrators of these schools who are often burdened with so many extra duties, they might not have enough time to do the one-on-one coaching and mentoring that young and blossoming teachers need. So we were really excited. We've been working on this for a little bit, and we were really excited to come alongside School Choice Wisconsin and under Nick Kelly's leadership, who wanted to do something about this too. And so this is just another way. Again, it's a non-licensable program, but we do have a pathway for people who, when they get their teacher development certificate, they can start on a pathway to get their master's degree, and if they want, their Wisconsin teacher's license. So we're just really excited about it.
I think the two words you used was immersion and mentorship. In this particular model, why is it so important for people to be able to have that side by side coaching experience from a teacher in the classroom?
Yeah, great question. First of all, these are working professionals, but it's applied learning in the moment. Think of it as sort of like a living laboratory. So not only it's what happens is they're already teaching, and we can use their own experiences, what they're seeing in the classroom, whether it's a classroom management issue, whether it's a pedagogical issue, and we can in real time help these teachers, either with their challenges or problems that they're having. We can apply best practices and help them in the moment, or we can help them anticipate what might be coming down the line. You know, I used to coach basketball, and I always use the analogy of the coach in the gym. He or she, when you're working with these athletes, when they don't use their left hand, you know, you can stop them right there and say, hey, that's a great spot for you to use your left hand, or bring your elbow in when you're shooting that jump shot. It's great feedback in real time. And it really is teacher-centered, because we want to help them in the areas that they need immediate help in or want to grow in. So I think this applied learning, this, you know, being in a laboratory is so meaningful to them, because it's not just theory. We're not just talking about getting in the lake and swimming. We're putting them in the lake and letting them swim, but we're also right there with a life preserver, an oar, whatever they might need, so that they can swim successfully in the classroom.
Jim Pingle with us, Dean of Concordia University Wisconsin School of Education, as we look at this new effort to grow the number of teachers in Wisconsin private schools. Call in with questions at 800-642-1234. Jim, do private schools in Wisconsin, parochial schools, have the challenge of the shortage just as acutely as public schools? And you know, what would improve retention?
Yeah, great question. Certainly, the teacher shortage is real in both sectors. And in some ways, it's more acute in private and parochial schools, because generally, pay maybe isn't as good as in a lot of public school sectors. On the other hand, because private and parochial schools can hire teachers that aren't necessarily licensed, or maybe they just like the atmosphere or climate, for example, maybe a teacher really just feels at home teaching in a religious school where he or she can share their faith or their values more specifically. Maybe then it isn't as much of a problem to find teachers, but this is in both sectors, private and parochial as well as public. There just is not just a teacher pipeline shortage, fewer 22-year-olds wanting to enter the teacher profession, but then once they're there, retaining them, as you said. And I think that's one of the aspects of our Teaching and Learning Academy that's so special is this mentorship program. A lot of people talk about having a mentor, and that is important, even just to provide a psychological, outlet for people so that they can connect and just be open and honest about how they're feeling and doing in the classroom. But there's more to mentoring than that too. That's important, but it's also, having the knowledge of what tools they might need, what best practices in the moment, knowing your context and what the research might say helps a teacher in this kind of situation. And then simulating it with them, practicing with them. And again, that comes back to your question before. They're experiencing this in real time. And so our mentors and our course instructors are right there to help them navigate that. Because it doesn't matter if you get teachers to get in the classroom, you need them to stay. And then we don't just want warm bodies. We want them to be excellent teachers and to really grow in their role. And so I think that's what working with School Choice Wisconsin and our Concordia Teaching and Learning Academy can do.
This sounds, and it sounds like a real shoulder to shoulder experience, very active in the physical classroom setting. Is your effort pretty focused on helping schools near Concordia University?
Great question. Well, we're partnering with School Choice Wisconsin, so our focus initially here is in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
But frankly, in talking with Nick Kelly and others, because this isn't dependent on any specific license, the teacher development certificate I'm talking about, this could be a national thing because we offer the courses online, asynchronous, so it's very friendly to the working professional. But our mentorship piece is very intimate and personal and certainly engaging on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And again, with virtual tools, that can be accomplished very easily too. So yeah, we're taking one step at a time, and however God leads us in this plan, it could be something that grows outside of Wisconsin. We just want to assure that we're sticking to quality control and really imparting what's essential and enduring for teachers to really become excellent teachers.
In our last few moments together, I just want to turn our attention to Cardinal Stritch University. It's upcoming closure. Concordia and other schools are seeking to be a transfer option for these students. What could Cardinal Stritch's closure mean for efforts to grow the pipeline of new teachers in Wisconsin?
Yeah, thanks for the question. And by the way, I serve at Concordia University, Wisconsin, but I'm a graduate. I got my doctorate at Cardinal Stritch, so my heart goes out to the students and faculty there. And I was talking to our vice president, and we have already over 120 applicants from Cardinal Stritch. We certainly, especially I speak for the School of Education, want to welcome any students, graduate or undergraduate, because we just need great young men and women who are dedicated to educating and servicing other students. And so we want to reach out to them to not lose heart. And in fact, I know this is easy to say in the moment, but long term, the change comes, and sometimes it comes rapidly and unexpectedly when your university closes. And I think our students go through sudden things in life too. And so I'm hoping that through this experience and others, those aren't disheartened by this, but certainly just look at it as what can I learn from this setback and how can I re-engage? Because we need these young men and women to teach.
Jim, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jim Pingle is School of Education Dean and a professor of education at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.